50 years ago today, people in six Midwest states, including Michigan, were still in shock from a massive tornado outbreak on April 11th and 12th. The 1965 Palm Sunday outbreak was the third deadliest on record in the United States, with four dozen tornadoes over a six-state area. I spoke with Ernie Ostuno of the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids about the magnitude of the outbreak.
And included about two dozen of the high-end tornadoes, what we call violent tornadoes, EF4, EF5 tornadoes that do considerable damage to homes and businesses. And these were, many of them, killer tornadoes. So it was a very significant outbreak. It was a historic one in terms of not only the strength, number of fatalities, but also in how the weather services evolved after that.
Well, this is considered the third deadliest outbreak in U.S. history. Why were there so many fatalities this time around?
I think the problem was partially because it occurred on a Palm Sunday where a lot of people were out and about visiting. They were at church services, and they were not aware of what was happening very quickly. Also, communications at that time were not as good as they are now, both in terms of forecasting the tornadoes and getting the warning information out to people. So there were breakdowns in that, and that's what they looked at after the event and made some significant changes to how things were done in terms of communications and also weather readiness.
Ernie Ostuno is with the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids and has been collecting stories and pictures of the 1965 Palm Sunday tornado outbreak. That was April 11th and 12th of 1965. There were 47 or so tornadoes in six states, including Michigan. Explain for us in layperson's terms what causes double funnels like the several that were seen here in 65.
The main tornado funnel breaks down into two or more, and they rotate about a common center. This has actually been simulated in the laboratory, and it's just one of the behaviors of rotating vortices. They will do that. In fact, even some of the weaker tornadoes will see that happen too. So it's just something that does occur to tornadoes, and it actually can increase some of the damage, usually in little narrow areas where you get the combined effect of the movement, the forward movement of the tornado itself, the speed of the rotation around each of the smaller funnels, and their speed rotating around the common center. All three of those speeds line up in little narrow areas, and you can get really devastating winds where you see highly variable damage. One house will be completely blown away, and houses on either side still standing.
The Palm Sunday event then did change some of the ways we prepare for severe weather.
The whole modern watch warning program began after that, where we issue severe thunderstorm or tornado watches to get people aware that the threat is present. We also increased our spotter network so we could get information from the ground. You know, the radar shows what's happening up at cloud level, but the weather spotters actually confirm what's happening at the ground. So we get better information that way, and we could get better warnings that way from weather spotters. And also the weather radio, that was something that started after that so that people could have a means of getting the information, a specific forecasting and warning radio network.
So in 65, how did the public find out about these storms?
Usually through television or radio. That was the two primary ways. Also on this day where people were away from the TV and radio, the more weather conscious people noticed that the weather was changing. It was getting very dark. The sky was taking on that murky green, yellow color, which is typical of very strong updrafts. You get a lot of water up there, rain and hail, and it filters the sunlight. Usually these things hit late afternoon towards sunset, so you got the low sun angle, and the reddish color is coming through, and then that's further filtered by all that rain and hail in the clouds, and you get this green-yellow color, and that's what people noticed.
Ernie Ostuno is with the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids and has been collecting stories and images of the 1965 Palm Sunday tornado outbreak, April 11th and 12th of 1965. 47 tornadoes in six states, including, of course, many in Michigan. So you put out a call late last year for people's stories and pictures of this 1965 outbreak. Have you gotten much response?
Yeah, we had many people contact us with their personal stories. There were people that were in the tornado, people that were in cars that were picked up and thrown a couple hundred feet by the tornado, and they survived. There was people who had photos of a lot of the damage. We still haven't had any photos of the actual tornado that hit near Grand Rapids. So, you know, with the further media interest, maybe we'll get one of those photos to turn up with the actual tornado. But we have plenty of photos of the damage and the aftermath of it.
What are some of the things people most often remember about that day?
You know, it was the first warm, humid-feeling day of spring. And it was kind of a dramatic change because that March had been one of the coldest on record. It was the snowiest on record at Grand Rapids. It was very cold right into April. April 3rd, it got down to 10 degrees, so it's still very winter-like. And then suddenly there was this warm-up, you know, where it was 72 degrees at Grand Rapids. And everybody's thinking, oh, it's the first nice day of spring. And it ended tragically. There was you know, a very powerful storm that was coming up from the plains, and it brought that warm, humid air up with it. And then also cooler, drier air at mid-levels. And it created this really explosive instability. It was the same type of setup we saw with a lot of these other April tornado outbreaks that occurred in 1974, 1956, 1967. Same classic setup, big, strong, low pressure going through Wisconsin, bringing that warm air out ahead of it.
I have to ask you, as a meteorologist, how close have you ever been to a tornado yourself?
There was a fairly weak tornado. It didn't do hardly any damage, and I saw it forming. And the storm itself, the parent storm, passed directly overhead, but the tornado never really got going. I only just saw like one little wispy funnel form and then dissipate. And that's how most of these storms are. They're very marginal. It takes the perfect ingredients coming together to create a tornado and a tornado outbreak. So they're very rare, fortunately, but we have to be ready for the worst of it because we have seen it before, and we're going to see it again. It's just a matter of time.
Does part of you want to be close to a tornado?
You know, I've seen the damage they do. I've done a lot of surveys, and it's, you know, it's one of those things where I don't really need to be in one, if you know what I mean. Because when you see what they're capable of doing, you don't want to be close to them. And I've talked to a lot of people who are in them, so I feel like I have lived through one almost vicariously through the people I've interviewed, and it's definitely not something that you want to experience. You know, something they'll never forget, but it's something that they don't want to live through. It's kind of like a war almost, and it leaves that same type of post-traumatic stress to people who have been through one and lost their houses and family members.
We've been talking with Ernie Ostuno of the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids about the 1965 Palm Sunday tornado outbreak that happened 50 years ago this weekend. There were 47 tornadoes in six states, including Michigan. Ernie, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.